there. Welcome to the Money, Money, Money podcast. I'm Surabhi Upadhyay, and every week we bring you interesting conversations from the world of personal finance, investing, and protection. There is so much that has changed in the world of motor insurance over the last two odd months. First of all, now it's mandatory to have a 3-year third-party cover if you are a car owner and a 5-year cover if you ride a bike. Then came changes to personal accident insurance, where the cover has been hiked from a paltry 1 to 2 lakh rupees to 15 lakh rupees following a Madras High Court order. Now, these changes mean higher cost for a car as well as a two-wheeler buyer, but they also mean better protection against any unfortunate eventuality. I caught up with Rakesh Jain, CEO of Reliance General Insurance, KG Krishnamurthy Rao, CEO of Future Generali, and Tarun Mathur of PolicyBazaar.com to assess what these changes mean for motorists. A caveat here, this conversation was recorded before the IRDAI, or the insurance regulator, decided to offer a slight relaxation in personal accident insurance. The PA cover has been hiked to a minimum of 15 lakh rupees per year, but now you don't need to necessarily buy 3 or 5 year policies. Insurers will be able to offer this cover on 1 year products as well, which means some respite in the total premium amount that you need to shell out for motor insurance.
So what are these new ground rules? How much do you have to pay additional for motor insurance? And what are the choices that you have as a policy buyer, the kind of products that we are expecting to see in the market? That is what we will focus on in this edition of the show. And joining me to do that today are Rakesh Jain, ED and CEO of Reliance General Insurance, KG Krishnamurthy Rao, MD and CEO of Future Generali India Insurance, and Tarun Mathur, Chief Business Officer, General Insurance at Policy Bazaar. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And, big changes, sweeping changes. Nowadays, it's not just about the car that you're going to buy or the bike that you're going to buy. You also have to start thinking, what product do I do multi-years? Do I do a combination of own damage and third party? Do I do only third party liability? So let's get some first thoughts in. Rakesh, if I could start with you. Now, this personal accident change and this sudden increase from 1 to 2 lakhs to 15 lakhs, it's quite a lot suddenly to come through. Your first sort of reactions to this.
See, I agree, Surbhi. Thanks for having me here. And I would say it's quite contextual to really say that this has increased significantly. We can say almost 15 times in certain categories. But if you really see, it's also happening after good 15, 16 years. We all understand a lakh of rupee in today's environment is also becoming quite insignificant. So if insurance does stand up to the needs of people, it better be, relevant to their, needs. And often it is associated with what the family needs, and it goes towards, say, even paying for medical expenses or maybe some kind of financial planning in case of death. And if the amount is insignificant, it's as good as saying that you're on your own. So I think it's just that it's a bit unfortunate that we don't revise these limits time to time. So whenever it happens, it feels like a bit significant.
That's true. Mr. Rao, sir, your first thoughts, and also let's just get some clarifications along the way. When we had the multi-year policies roll in for third party, that was only for the vehicles that you're buying after the 1st of September. Correct. But now for the personal accident cover part of the policy, is it applicable to everybody? What happens to current policy buyers? Yeah. How will this be enforced?
This provision is applicable for every policies, whether it is for a new vehicle or an old vehicle. And for the existing ones, it will be applicable from the renewal, whenever the renewal happens. But interestingly, there is some background to this. There was a Madras High Court order recently, which said that the existing provision of 1 lakh for two-wheelers and 2 lakhs for this owner-driver personal accident cover is very inadequate, and it should be increased to 15 lakhs. That is something which prompted the IRDA to look at this, going from 1 lakh for two-wheelers and 2 lakh for four-wheelers to straight away to 15 lakhs. So as Rakesh mentioned, it's a good amount to meet some of the exigencies for the family, and that way it will be helpful for the family.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, it is a good amount and far more adequate perhaps, but it also obviously is going to come at a higher cost. So the cost that we are speaking about now is 750 rupees per annum. For this 15 lakh cover, Rakesh,
Yes, but it's at the same rate what existed even in 2002.
Okay.
So even in 2002, people were still paying 50 rupees a lakh. Mm-hmm. And so even in 2018 and onwards, it's still meant to be 50 rupees per lakh, of course, multiplied to a minimum of 15 lakhs.
Oh, that's interesting. So the premium rate itself has not gone up. It's a simple multiplication of instead of 1 lakh sum assured, you're getting 15 lakhs.
Yes.
So it's a simple multiplication there. Okay. So yes, before you throw your hands up in the air in despair, I mean, the good news here is that at least for now, the premium rates have not gone up. It's just that you're getting better cover. Let's bring in Tarun into the conversation as well. Tarun, what are the first reactions that you have been getting? I mean, are people already making queries on the website? And what's the general sense out there among policy buyers?
The policy buyers today are, of course, you know, I wouldn't use the word myth, but yeah, they are seeing that, you know, the premium rate is increased by about 750 rupees, or the increase is by 650 rupees for a motor insurance buyer. But having said that, you know, on the overall piece, if you look at it, you know, on an average, the cars that you drive in today, their rate is today, let's say, about 8,000 rupees, and this is what goes out of the pocket. So compared to that, it's, let's say, about an 8 to 10% increase. But given the benefit, you see, here there's a direct benefit that the customers are seeing. So they are seeing that, you know, instead of what was a paltry sum of 2 lakh rupees, they're getting 15 lakh rupees, which makes far more sense. And, you know, if you look at it, what the High Court ruling says, then, you know, what's come out now is that for two-wheeler customers and for motor customers, the cover is the same, 15 lakh rupees, which is, you know, because it was a bit unfair where you would say that, you know, if a two-wheeler goes into a damage, then the personal accident cover is only 1 lakh, whereas if in a car, it's 2 lakhs because it's the same thing. The expenditure required for a person is the same. In fact, the severity of the accident, the chances are higher in two-wheeler than in motor. So, you know, I think customers, when they're told that this is for a personal accident cover, which is something they would receive in case of an accident, they're warming up to the idea. And like, you know, we discussed a few minutes back, it was long coming. And I'm glad that it's happened now because genuinely 2 lakh and 1 lakh rupees are just not sufficient. So I think customers are taking it quite well. We've not seen customers going back or, you know, feeling despondent over the increase in premiums, and that was the only thing that gets affected. So all in all, I think it's a good move and customers will appreciate it as they're told about the benefit.
Okay, so well, so far so good from a customer standpoint that at least the premium rates have not gone up. But Rakesh, is there a chance that that might also happen? I mean, and how frequently are the personal accident rates revised? Is it an annual feature like the rest of the premiums?
So let me put this. This is part of third-party pricing, and obviously third-party pricing gets revisited every year by IRDA. And obviously when they look at the price and the rates, they really compare it with the experience of the claims. Personal accident 1 year rate is quite frozen because that's what is mandated. Having said that, I understand IRDA says that for the long-term policies, like the 3 year or the 5 year, depending on two-wheeler or four-wheelers, you know, the companies are at liberty to discount it a bit based on their overall approach for long-term policy. So my initial reaction is, because we are in the midst of doing this in the last few days, that the markets are likely to offer a long-term discount, you know, to people who take a 3 or a 5 year product and pass on the benefits of, you know, I think the float or the savings in operating cost back to the customer, which should be a sufficient incentive for him to really compare between a 1 year and a 5 year, depending on his, you know, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just simplify this in case you've missed some of the earlier developments. The reason we are talking about 3 year and 5 year policies now is that 1 year isn't relevant anymore, because every time you're buying a new vehicle, whether it's a two-wheeler or a four-wheeler, now onwards you need at least a 3 year cover if you are buying a new car or a four-wheeler. And if it's a two-wheeler, if it's a bike that you're buying or a scooter that you're buying, then you need at least a 5 year cover. That is as per mandated by the new regulations. And Mr. Rao, therefore, that was the concern that, you know, there is suddenly there is this big upfront payment that you need to do. Simple calculation, 750 rupees for personal accident cover for 1 year, multiplied by five, that's an upfront commitment of 3,700, 3,800 rupees for a two-wheeler purchase.
Yeah, as Rakesh was mentioning, this it may not be straight away multiplication. It may not be 750 into five. There could be some discount. So if you consider some discounted premium, Yes, for a two-wheeler, it could be a significant increase in premium. But we also need to look at the risk involved. Mm-hmm. See, some of the published data says that there is 377 deaths in a year arising out of motor accidents. Out of that, 25% is from two-wheelers. Mm. So, and two-wheeler, typically the owner, driver meeting with an accident is much, much higher than a four-wheeler.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the benefit of this coverage is something which the family will look forward to. And mm-hmm. I mean, in the sense, if something unfortunate happens, it is which it gives an immediate compensation. Mm-hmm. And personal mm-hmm. accident doesn't take too much of time for settlement. Mm. In case of a third party cover, you have to go through the legal processes for mm. settlement. Mm. But in a personal accident cover, the settlement can be very, very fast.
I'll actually come to settlement and claims in just a minute. Yeah. But just to understand this, you're also saying that some element of discounts perhaps should come through.
Correct.
What can policy buyers expect if they are going in for a five-year cover?
See, as per the ARDA directive, mm-hmm. it has to be an actuarial pricing. Mm-hmm. So most of the companies are working out the pricing. I mm-hmm. would expect at least somewhere between 10 to 20% discount could be expected.
When you're buying that five-year cover, the third-party policy,
correct.
Which will include the personal accident cover. So what will the numbers look like? I mean, give us a ballpark range as these products are worked out. And right now I'm talking about two-wheelers specifically.
See, the two-wheeler policies today, before mm-hmm. both the amendments, the long-term and all, were, you know, the third-party pricing was about 600 to 700 rupees per annum. Mm-hmm. You know, now there are two things which have happened. There is a five-year policy, mm-hmm. and as well as there is a personal accident of 750 rupees, mm-hmm. You know, per year. So, you know, from about a 700 rupee kind of an outflow, mm. if you're on an annual policy, which will still be applicable for the old two-wheelers,
yeah.
you know, my sense is the likely things will be like about 1400 rupees.
For so a one-year policy.
For a one-year policy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe for, you know, a five-year policy, mm. discounted to what KM was saying, to a long-term discount, maybe it's about 5,000 rupees. So okay. if you really see from the cost of the vehicle perspective, you know, maybe if it's a lakh of rupee of two-wheeler, mm. this is going to be like 3 to 4% incremental for a span of 5 years.
Okay. All right. Tarun, your thoughts on this? The kind of price quotes that perhaps we will talk about in the days to come, the range, and also give us a range for four-wheelers, what you're expecting there, because there again, for all the new vehicles, now we have to pay upfront for a three-year policy.
Yeah, you see, what's happened with both these rulings is that the upfront cost of the insurance, you know, kind of becomes expensive. So now, the way I look at it, the insurance purchase itself is now a decision coupled with the car purchase. So today, when you know you go hunting for a car, and you know you look at the pricing, depends on which segment you're buying. But if you look at the higher segments, or any car which is above, let's say 1500 rupees, 1500 cc, then you're talking about the cost of insurance, because it's 3 years, is anywhere between 24,000 and let's say 30,000, and that itself is a big amount for the customer to kind of bear. And this I'm talking only about the third party coverage. And typically a new car buyer will also buy a comprehensive with a zero depreciation with an engine protector. So that insurance purchase is becoming a decision itself, because it's taking the car's cost up by anywhere between 3 to 6%. And you know we have car finance available, and you know that has come into being over the last 15 years, where car purchase has become financed. I think insurance is moving to that level where it also needs to be financed somewhere. So coming back to my point, I think that insurance decision will also be taken, and with the discounts that will come in for the long term policy, which might range anywhere between 10 to 20% of the exact mathematics that come multiplied by 3, would be welcome. Somewhere the customers will have to find avenues of getting this whole insurance premium financed through either their bank finance or on their self. But it's going to change the way we buy cars, is the way I look at it.
Absolutely. And not just policy buyers, auto manufacturers are looking at this very, very closely as well. Gentlemen, now let's come down to if there are any other changes. We've discussed cost threadbare. But now back to your point, Mr. Rao, on the claims. Where all can this 15 lakh rupees be claimed? Under what all circumstances? And I'm not only talking about death. What other forms of disability?
This is basically primarily a accidental death coverage. So if the person meets with an the accidental death following this, the family gets this.
The entire amount. Yeah.
There is a nominee in the policy. When you take the policy, you have to nominate who is your nominee. So the nominee gets this benefit. He can claim the benefit.
But that's in the case of death. Rakesh, isn't it true that if there is some sort of partial disability or loss of limb, etc., then also there are certain amounts that that would be paid out?
So it actually goes a little bit on the disability side. So if you have a loss of two limbs or, you know, your eyesight or a combination of one limb, one eyesight, then you get 100% of the sum insured. And in case if there's also an omnibus kind of a thing, a permanent total disability, then also you may get. So structurally, it takes care of your medical expenses also in terms of disability.
I'm just trying to understand in terms of how the math is going to add up. I can also buy, you know, other covers, I mean, other health covers, etc., to take care of certain, you know, disability conditions, etc. So would it make sense for someone to add up beyond 15 lakh at prevailing premium rates?
See, I would not disagree that this is an easier way to claim, and it's like a benefit. Many of the health policies comes like you spend the money to get it. To many of the rehab process and all go very longer, which may or may not get covered in health. And personal accident policy can even be taken by people with pre-existing diseases because it does not distinguish between the health of
healthy
a person and all. So it's truly, you know, incidental. And I think it comes extremely cheap, as I will repeat, it comes at the rate which was set 15, 16 years back, and I don't think any customer should feel aggrieved by this cover as long as they clearly see this as a risk.
And as of now, there is no differentiation between judging the risk profile. As you said, that even though the propensity to sort of to you know, sustain injuries is far higher in case of a two-wheeler driver, right now the premiums are calculated
there is
similarly.
No difference. It's basically an average rate applied across.
Okay.
So I would like to highlight just, you know, as a matter of this, there is an optional cover available for, you know, for other passengers in the vehicle which a person can buy. And if you really see over there, the rate for two-wheelers are the highest. Unlike in this case where it has been like 50 rupee per lakh, over there it is actually 50 rupees for private cars, 60 rupees for commercial vehicles, and 70 rupees for two-wheelers. So even if you see from that aspect, this rate is much finer.
So when you say 50 rupees for the other passengers, for the pillion rider, for instance, and how, what is the sum assured that you get for that 50 rupees?
So it's in multiples of 10,000 rupees and can be opted in by the customer as much as it wants.
Okay.
But the rate is frozen over there, and it's a bit of a dichotomy of law that over here it is like 50.
Now the co-passengers, for them the premium rate is much higher than the.
See, the owner, the owner driver, if you really see, go by the strict sense of interpretation, can also be a co-passenger. It's just that, you know, when you deal with third party, the third party actually excluded first party, which is the insured. And the second party was obviously the insurance companies. So you know, the first party, while you have an accident and you realize if you knock off somebody else, he gets 5, 10, 20, 50 lakhs. But it is if there is an unfortunate incident and the first party, which is the insured, he ends up only getting maybe a lakh or two.
So that's
actually getting right-sized.
Sure.
But if you see from the rate and the amount, is just bringing it to the level which is expected to be.
Okay, fair enough. Tarun, your thoughts on just how this might be taken up, as you mentioned, that given the fact that in any case now we're moving to 3-year and 5-year policies, this higher cost that we're talking about, I mean, what are the kind of financing options that are there in the market at the moment?
See, today the financing options are through unsecured loans only. But I think within the next, I would dare to say about 30 to 60 days, you will find specifically options for insurance so that you're opting for higher covers. Otherwise, what, you know, a rate increase generally does is it takes away the benefits when the purchase is happening.
Gentlemen, so, you know, you're the product manufacturers and I am sure there's a lot of hectic sort of action going on in the office. But by when will we see the first of the new policies roll out? Is it going to be end of October? You know, when do the new products kick in?
See, I believe IRDA has mandated all the companies to really come up with their new product propositions in about a month or so. And then it goes through the regulatory process of, I guess, actuarial vetting, pricing and all. So I would anticipate some of these changes to take place perhaps from next quarter onwards.
Okay.
And one of the big shifts which is logically going to happen when you have a multi-year TP is that you have the own damage portion being left aside.
That so gets sold separately.
That gets sold separately. At least in the renewal process, people will only be doing the own damage.
But there was also this big confusion, I think, in people's mind that if at all you want to take care of all your insurance needs in one go, 3 year or five, including own damage, and you're willing to fork out that bulky chunk of money upfront, what happens to the no-claim bonus for subsequent years?
See, the way I look at this thing is when you do your pricing for 3 to 5 years, you take into account the no-claim bonus like a portfolio and pass it on to the end customers. At the same time, we will also look at what kind of float income you would generate. You may also look at the operating expenses which you may save. There is also an adverse thing which needs to be factored in, which is inflation, because the price today will obviously not hold true for all the claims which are anticipated. So that is the adverse thing which you need to take. And then obviously you need to really see customers and how they stay with you over a period of time.
Okay.
So I think there are various factors which will go towards this.
Okay, fair enough. So, Tarun, I mean, just break this down in numbers for us and give us like a prototype, two-wheeler separately and four-wheeler separately. If one from now on has to look at two different types of insurance that you have to buy, own damage separate, third party separate, then just run us through the numbers, the tentative numbers that you would expect to see.
Okay. So for the end consumer, and I'd also like to highlight the point that the purchase might be a little different from what it is today. But let me pick out the rate for, let's say, a car which is less than 1,000 cc. And what you will see is that today it's about 1,850 rupees, and with the new cost that comes out to be about 20 with the new TP with the accident cover to come out to about 2,600 rupees. So what you were spending 2,600 rupees on today will become about 7,700 or so. Now, if you bake in a discount on just the TP, I would say that's that could be anywhere in the range of 7,400, 7,500 rupees only for the TP cover. For broad mathematics, that would be about half the cost of a total car insurance on a comprehensive basis. So you're looking at about 15,000 rupees for a car less than 1,000 cc. But what will happen, and I hope that will happen, is that this won't be 15, it'll actually end up being about 17, because if you buy a third party cover for 3 years and you're renewing your own damage every year, what might happen is because you've paid for your TP earlier and then the car comes from renewal, and then let's say you're looking at a 7,000, 8,000 rupee amount, you might just continue with more add-ons because your affordability over the succeeding year might be higher. And that's what we see in a lot of covers. So if you, for those who bought protection plans, they are able to upgrade higher and higher levels as the succeeding years go on. So I'm thinking this will go to about 17,000 or 18,000 rupees for a car, let's say, 1,000 cc or so.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, we're down to final thoughts. Any advice for your customers, for policy buyers through this transition period?
I think this is something, this mandatory TP cover is something which is for the benefit of the customer. And if somebody buying either a four-wheeler or two-wheeler there is no choice since it is mandatory.
Yes.
But even they should consider that this is something which is beneficial to them.
Okay, fair enough. And Rakesh, final thoughts and final advice?
I think the only distinguishing factor is there is an upfront cost and there is a long-term price. People who have money will actually save by buying long-term at a fixed price. They don't have to go through the inflation and the change in price which used to happen otherwise. And to my mind, that's a great value proposition for somebody who can really put that kind of money.
Okay, well, those are the new norms explained threadbare. Hopefully this has been helpful to you. Thank you very much to all you gentlemen for joining in and taking our viewers through the granular details of how motor insurance is now going to play out. Well, that's all about motor insurance and all the changes that we are seeing in the way the policy landscape is shaping up. That's it for this podcast. We'll see you with another theme next week.